Hello, and welcome to today's live webinar, Making a Lasting Impression with Bags, part of Promo Marketing's exclusive Norwood & Bick graphic selling series. This is Nicole Stella, Editorial Director of Promo Marketing and the host of today's event. Joining me today to talk to you about the positive impact bags can have on your business is Lisa Lamond, Internal Account Manager for Norwood & Bick Graphic USA. Today, she will share with you her top tips on how to educate your customers. Topics will include how and why bags are used, the various factors contributing to bag prices, and how to grow your sales. But before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions at the end of the hour, but you can send them to us at any time. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all of the widgets and bells and whistles on the console. And speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all of the widgets on this console can do and how you can customize your experience today. Now that we've covered you on the technical side, let's get started. Once again, here is Lisa Lamond, Internal Account Manager for Norwood & Bick Graphic USA. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Lisa Lamond, and I'm an International Account Manager for Norwood & Bick Graphic North America. And first of all, I want to thank you all for joining me today on this webinar. I know your time is very valuable, so I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to learn about making a lasting impression with bags. On your screen, you will see a quick outline of the topics we'll be reviewing today. First off, bag basics that affect value and price, such as trends, fabric, construction, style. Then impressions. How many impressions per month? How often are bags used? The cost of impression, gender, multifunction, and large imprint area, which creates visibility. Then on to how to sell bags, why are bags used, understand who buys bags, and how often are bags purchased. Then we will review some of the frequently asked questions on bags and review those answers. Custom bags are an excellent opportunity, and there are lots of them out there. And then, of course, we will review the Norwood Edge, our sales strategy, product safety, and our sales tools. Bags, the basics. Starting off, the Norwood bag product line is broken down into five segments. Each segment offers bags in a wide range of sizes, color options, and price points to fit your promotional needs and budget. The first off are totes. Norwood offers 55 different items. Briefcases, over 50 items. Backpacks, 40 items. Duffels, 30 items. And coolers, 45 items. Bag trends. What we're finding out in the current trends in the market right now are nonwovens and cinch bags at value price points. These bags, as well as others in the five segments mentioned, totes, backpacks, coolers, etc., come in many fabrics and options, such as nonwoven is a fabric-like cloth polyester. Is a fabric-like cloth. Polyester is a synthetic, durable fabric. Nylon, a silky smooth-like material. Microfiber, imitation fibers. Neoprene, imitation rubber, also available in imitation neoprene. Recycled PET, post-consumer material. Cotton duck, organic material. Canvas, durable woven fabric. And jute. Fibers are collected primarily of plant materials and also have an organic-like appeal. So So on to construction and style. For Norwood, Atchison is one of our branded bags. Atchison features a variety of stylish attributes, such as detail contrast stitching for a retail-type look, color contrasting panels, reinforced grommets, mesh water bottle pockets, adjustable shoulder straps, and carrying handles. Cozy is another Norwood brand offered and is also known by many end users in the retail market. All Norwood Cozy bags and coolers will be branded with a Cozy label moving into 2012. This will aid in visual brand awareness. Keep in mind, if it isn't from Norwood, it isn't a Cozy. Cozy also offers brand recognition, style, and quality, such as workmanship, large imprint area, and a long life. So we've learned more about Cozy. Let's discuss what sets Atchison apart. In these features, great value is a combination of fresh, original designs at affordable prices. Design, distinctive, one-of-a-kind products that makes your company logo stand out. Quality, we stand behind the quality and safety of our materials and the structural integrity of all our products. And category leadership, Atchison considers the retail market's trend and styles, high expectations, and value-added features. In other words, a value price with all the bells and whistles. Norwood defines Atchison as cool, clean, fresh, fun, and energetic. So let's make a lasting impression with bags. Bags have the highest number of advertising impressions per month. So impressions per month, so let's quantify that. Bags have 1,078 impressions for 6.7 months. It's one of the highest of all products surveyed. They are walking billboards. Average number of times bags are used per month is 5.8 times. So the cost per impression of a bag promotional product is a fraction of a cent. So it's a good idea maybe to take the cost of that bag and divide it by the number of impressions. So for example, take a $3 bag divided by 1,078 impressions. This is great talking points to have with your customers. That $3 bag might not seem so expensive anymore. So again, bags have the highest number of advertising impressions per month. Additional pieces to consider may be gender. In general, you want to make sure your bag selections are fitting for both genders. However, for a special need, we offer bags in colors and styles which can be specific. Also, you want to consider multifunctional. Bags are perfect for a variety of functions, uses, and events. So, for example, totes, great for trade shows and grocery. The cinch packs, perfect for gyms, races, and universities. Coolers, perfect for golf events and the environmentally conscious. Bags also offer a large imprint area for your decoration. So express your message with a wide variety of decorating methods and techniques to bring your bag to life, such as screen imprinting, embroidery, four-color process, to name a few. Have your logo and your message pop. So for example, two logos may easily fit to create a co-op branding opportunity. So more money in your pocket. So let's get into who buys bags. Listed below are some of our key markets. So what I've done here with this listing is kind of put some ideas next to it. So if you want to grab your pen and paper and write these down, might be a good time. So number one is financial institutions. I thought out of our assortment, a nice pick may be our soft-sided electronics pouch. It's our item number 15492, and it's as low as $6.99. It's made of a type of neoprene, and it's small and modern for iPads, notebooks, and such. So it has a very small, modern look. Educational colleges and universities. Backpacks and totes are perfect for those open houses and university-type events. Our number one selling tote, the transported tote, is currently on promotion for $5.59 with a free setup charge. It is our item AP8400. Our number one selling backpack for this market is the AP5040. It's as low as $6.89. These are both walking billboards on the street. Government agencies might be watching their budget, so maybe try the angled pocket tote, a non-woven piece, and this product is as low as $1.99. It's our AP8260. Technology companies, you can look to the right-hand side there and see the neoprene laptop sleeve. This is our Cousy-branded contrast laptop sleeve, item 15406. It's as low as $11.76. Nonprofit organizations might like the fun and tick all the boxes with our Cutie Patootie Sling Pack. It's the AP5080, our number one selling sling pack, and it's on special right now for $6.17 with a free one-color setup charge. Manufacturing is another organization. Healthcare, hospitals, corporations. Perhaps these markets want to try a cooler bag. The Icy Bright Vertical Cooler, the AP7420, is on special as well for $5.29 with that one-color setup included. Automotive, our workhorse, our top-selling duffel, is the AP6810, the center court duffel, on special as well, $6.10 with that one-color setup charge included. Professional associations, a growing market, gym, training, rehabilitation facilities, might want to try a linear cinch pack. The AP5430 is as low as $2.59. Then, within these departments, create additional sales by reaching out to the other departments, such as human resources, operations, marketing, sales, they may need a briefcase, finance, purchasing, customer service, perhaps a cooler bag with an ID so their coworkers aren't eating their lunch. You may leverage them together and create volume buying and create a discount and more profit in your pocket. Who buys bags? And some ideas and usages. So again, educational colleges and universities recruit new students. Bookstores, perhaps they can resell the bags and make some money. Orientation, giveaways, open houses, and alumni. Ideas may be, again, those totes, backpacks, and cinch packs. Entertainment and communication, radio station events, food and beverage, industries and events, television station events, those sling packs and non-woven totes might do the trick here. Sports, promote the upcoming season, place collateral into the bag at sporting events to take home. Again, the cinch packs and coolers may be perfect. Human resources, new employee giveaways filled with handbooks and brochures may be a perfect selection. Perhaps order a briefcase with the company logo and put all the literature inside to welcome you to that new job. Gym, training, and rehabilitation facilities, giveaway as an incentive to join, a new membership promotion, a duffel, and maybe couple that with an embroidered hand towel. What a special gift. That sign-up fee may not feel so bad when you get something in return. So how to sell bags? I recommend go sit with your customer and start probing. Open the dialogue. Do you currently buy bags? There's really two answers, yes or no. Listen to your customer's feedback. Ask them what worked, what didn't work, the likes, the dislikes, to plan for future purchases, especially in the bag category. What are your customer's goals? What are their challenges, such as exposure, visibility, long life, communicate a message, and take this all into account when considering what is the right fit for your customer. Educate your customer on the number of impressions. So remember, bags have 1,078 impressions for 6.7 months. Educate them on price. What is the budget needed to obtain the volume to reach their end goal? On quality, you get what you pay for, bottom line. And safety and compliance, you do want to be certain what is distributed is safe from the zipper to the imprint, most important. And NORAD can do that for you. And also offer the best solution. What is the best fit for the event, the message, the budget? Be sensitive to your client and what they're communicating. So, some good advice may be to have a checklist of all the questions to ask. So, number one, which style of bag is right for your company, brand, or logo. What is the right size bag? In other words, how will the bag function? For example, a sling pack might not be the best choice for someone who's putting folders and standard size literature inside. Or the laptop sleeve. Make sure to ask, how big is your laptop? People have iPads, larger size HD screens, and even your standard more mini size. So ask that question. So does the logo fit the bag you have chosen? In other words, how many logos? How much copy do you plan on putting? Maybe you need to find a generous imprint area, and a tote might be the best selection. And last, what is the best imprinting option? For example, do you just simply need a one-color imprint, or perhaps a full-color imprint is needed for their logo and best representation? So comparing bags, I say, obviously, there's a lot out there to choose from. I recommend comparing apples to apples when it comes to pricing. So, does the bag conform with safety standards? You can feel comfortable with knowing that we've done the due diligence to make certain your product conforms and is even at the top of the standards in the marketplace. Is the quality the same? Check out the stitching, the lining, the material, the zipper. What I recommend is you really need to touch and feel this bag. Compare it to the competition. Ask for a sample so you and your customer can inspect it together and feel that you're getting the top quality for the price you're investing. What type of imprint does the bag allow for, and does it include a one-color, one-location imprint? This is something to keep in mind. Right now, as I mentioned previously, in our Cycle 3 promotion, Norwood is offering that one-color screen setup included in the price, as well as a discount price offering. We're offering 12 different bags with a free setup, so check it out. Frequently asked questions, or FAQ. Here they are. What imprinting methods do you offer bags? Norwood offers screen, heat transfer, embroidery, deboss, and Spectracolor. Where are your bags manufactured? Norwood, Atchison, and Cousy bags are manufactured at our partner factories in Asia with all the decorating done in Red Wing, Minnesota. Where are your bags developed? All Norwood, Atchison, and Cousy bags are developed in-house, and a large number of those bags are exclusively designed. Do you offer any exclusive bags? Norwood offers a wide range of exclusive bags, including Atchison, Fuel, Soul, and select Cousy bags. Another opportunity are custom bags. It offers a unique solution for any special product. So make your bag one of a kind. Create your own design, the size, the shape, the material, the accents, and the accessories. You can simply take an existing bag and update the color or start from an image and adjust to your needs. The possibilities are endless. You can design a bag itself or pair it with another product. I recommend building a custom offering unique to you so you continue to stand out from the competition. The Norwood Edge, our sales strategy. Industry-leading solutions designed to make your life easier. Norwood.com is a quick way to search for your needs. So you can type in that bag, be it a backpack, and pull up all the backpacks we may offer online easily. You can also sort by price, and that's important when you're keeping budget in mind. Free 24-hour service on hundreds of our products, so you won't be charged a rush charge with us. Free virtual samples is not a problem. Sometimes that customer, when they see their logo on the bag, even in the PDF or JPEG you may forward, may really make an impression on them to move forward and consider the next step, perhaps touching and feeling that bag for the quality it should be. They can also take that virtual and forward it to other departments to create a buying volume so then they can benefit from a beneficial price and you can get the volume order. Free exact reorder on setups. So, once you pay that setup charge on an exact reorder, the setups are free. They're gone. Free setups on additional imprint colors. Free production art. We'll make light touch-ups and modifications at no charge to you and your customer. Our sales strategy. Our inventory guarantee. Inventory is very important. So, if we do not have a product available when you order, you may choose another color of the same item or a designated item of equal or greater value. Basically, why go anywhere else? Product safety. NORAD offers Safety Search, which is the industry's first online resource for product safety test reporting. These reports are exclusive to NORAD. No other supplier currently offers this level of product safety information to their customers. Every NORAD product undergoes testing to assure compliance and all relevant safety regulations and standards before it is placed in the market. All products are reviewed by a product safety specialist. In this day and age, we need to be careful. These customers, you're selling the product and your customer is handing them out, and it is very important what they're handing out is integral to their company, their logo, their message, and also to the public. You can feel comfortable with NORAD BitGraphic. Quality. Imprint quality. It goes through rigorous tests such as scratch and abrasion tests to ensure imprint adhesion and durability. Orders are tape tested and even imprint is verified for straightness and location. Each imprint is bend tested to ensure that the ink has properly adhered to the product and allows for flexibility. Quality process and controls. Bags are submitted to extensive quality tests as mentioned. Bag straps are tested for construction and durability. Coolers undergo leak testing to ensure lining quality. Sustainable development is very important in most organizations and is also important to NORAD BitGraphic. NORAD designs simple, functional products that contain essential components. Our goal is to reduce the amount of raw material used during production. Many NORAD bags are shipped out reusing the same boxes in which they were received. So that feels good to know that they're not being put to waste. 10 items within the NORAD and Atchison bag assortment are going green items. That means they are constructed using a percentage of recycled content. One example is the AP8400 Eco, the transported tote, in which is made from a portion of recycled water bottles. The NORAD Edge. Now that you know what bag you want and are ready to promote, create your own e-blast. I'm sorry, I thought I hit the slide. So here we go. So create your own e-blast. Go to norwood.com, register if you're not already registered, or log in, send a PDF or HTML to your customer for a wow impact. So again, you can create your own virtuals, you can create your own flyers, and market yourself custom. While you're there, I recommend opting in to receive news and promotional offers from NORAD. With all the promotions and information you're flooded with on a daily basis, it will be good that you don't have to reach out for this information, that it comes to you and it sets itself apart. So sales tools. First and foremost, you should have a NORAD catalog, the all-in-one. All our bags are within the 2011 NORAD catalog. Our bag brands for 2011, such as Atchison and Koozie, as well as our partnered brands for 2011, Fuel, Soul, Titleist, Callaway, Nike, Wilson, and Adidas are our partnered brands. Excellent, because they are memorable to your end client. Then you have the Best of NORAD catalog. This features all the new and top-selling bags for quick reference. Next, we have the newly introduced 2011 NORAD Special Edition Bag Book. It is found online, and it's in iCatalog-only form. Access online once you log in, and you can flip through or email the link to your customer. This is a great piece because it's only bags and will help them stay on task and focus on the items that they need. It features all exclusive Atchison bags, new bags, and top-selling bags by brand. Features a fact and benefit sheet as well, which will help you aid in your sales. Fuel and Soul, NORAD Focus Book, features the background story of both Fuel and Soul. It features all bags offered both brands with a price index so you can search by budget. So, for example, I don't know if you knew, but Justin Timberlake is an investor in the brand of Fuel and Soul. Also, your customers can purchase the retail piece, which is sold in such retailers as Target. But you can only buy the customized branded Fuel and Soul from NORAD. So cycle promotional flyers, which I've been speaking about through the presentation, are an excellent handout tool. It will put more money in your pocket because it's on promotion on strong commission codes, and it'll also keep your customer focused on select products that are good sellers. Our 2011 Cycle 3 promotion flyer offers top sellers in price point order at end quantity pricing plus a free setup on those bags, screen imprint, or heat transfer as applied. So let's think about that. Our setup charge per color is $50 on a G. If an average size order of bags is $50, you're saving a dollar a bag. So that's huge. So not only is it a sale price, you will also save that setup charge, which can add up as well. Cycle promotional flyers are sent out in print to all our accounts enrolled in the mailing. However, they're also available online at norwood.com. So if you don't have your Cycle 3 flyer, please go online or contact your local sales representatives or customer service person who will be happy to get one out to you right away. Next, and also new this year, is NORAD Pacific Solutions. You may have seen the initials NPS. We're coming out with a refreshed catalog, which is due out October 1st. This new book will now offer 5 non-woven bags factory direct. So, if you have more time, it's a great value opportunity. But the minimum is a bit higher for these opportunities, 2,000 pieces. However, we are offering extremely low pricing with the factory direct offer. So this is new, and look for it October 1st online and in your mailboxes. E-flyers, also at norwood.com, are great to attach to emails, print out, and bring on sales calls. Perhaps in your correspondence, you could look for a different e-flyer to attach and mention to your customer. A great one to start with is the $3.99 and under. This indicates all products within the Norwood 2011 bag assortment that are as low as $3.99. This is great to beat that budget, to meet that budget need. Promotional e-flyers and e-blasts. They offer special pricing on select assortment of bags for a limited time. These are also found on the NORAD website under current promotions, or they are sent to you directly via eBlast. So remember to sign up and get your eBlast. Sales kits. Show off top sellers from one of our 2011 sales kits located online and in a distributor reference guide. Feel free to contact customer service or your local sales rep as well to assist you with this purchase. Featured kits. Our totes and backpack sample kits are top sellers, cooler sample kit, and the best of Atchison sample kit. These sales kits can assist with those in-person meetings when the client really needs to see the products you're speaking about. Some website tools. Our media library features clips of over 18 top-selling bags. These are great to get additional sales ideas. So again, on norwood.com, the iCatalog Center, you can find the 2011 Norwood Catalog, the 2011 Best of Norwood Catalog, the 2011 Norwood Special Edition Bag Book, this one only found in iCatalog only, and you can send those links to your customers or flip through them yourself. Also, catch us on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So, friend us, follow us, watch us. And lastly, for additional social media pieces, check out our blog. Go to Norwood or BitGraphic and check out the blog featured under the website, and they include such topics as why Atchison bags. There are lots of reasons, but hopefully today we've reviewed a few of them here. And make your message last. Add a bag to your next promotion. So that is Make a Lasting Impression with Bags. And again, I want to thank you for your time. I hope you came away or will be going away with a lot of good ideas and are very excited to review some of our offerings and cycle promotions. And again, thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. We do have lots of questions, so we'll get to those in one moment. One question that has been asked time and time again today is how do I download this presentation? So everybody out there, what you can do is you can go to the download slides widget, and you can download the PDFs right there from the console screen. Now, Lisa, if you care to, we have a whole bunch of questions, and I'll get started with the first one is, can you explain Norwood's safety search? What is that exactly, and what should distributors know about that?
Okay. You need to be a registered user at Norwood.com, and once you're logged in, on the drop-down to the left is a safety search, and you can type in a product that you want to get the safety information on. It's all per product and per those regulations, but it's very easy to get, and it's open to you, and it is unique to Norwood.
And so that covers all the safety aspects for any and every specific product that's online at the Norwood website?
Yes, I believe, you know, they're always updated because we do go through retesting, and especially when some of the standards are updated, we do want to make sure that it's retested for those updated standards. So if it's not the most updated, it's always refreshed. And it will include the information that your clients and yourself are looking for that pertain to the current laws. So it will just pertain to those specific talking points. And
if
then
it's
you'll
considered
feel covered.
A child's product or if it's
correct.
Considered.
Correct. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And then another question that we had was, I guess you had mentioned the number one totes for specific market niches. And so one of our audience members was wondering about the number one tote for schools and education and what was the number one tote for hospitals.
Okay, our number one tote overall, our top seller, is the AP8400, the transported tote. It is just the workhorse tote. What's wonderful about it, it includes a zipper, which makes it a very good, valuable piece that you can close up. It has pockets in the front. It has water bottle pockets. And it just is a good-looking tote that comes in a variety of colors that is gender neutral. So you can hand that out to any type of event and know that it's a good product that will work for all.
Is there any colors right now that you're noticing a big move towards, like earth tones or blues that are really popular in the marketplace right now?
Yeah, what we're seeing is actually purple is getting very popular. Yes, and that tends to be a more gender color.
Yeah.
But you know, when it comes down to it, when you offer a lot of colors, it seems like most clients still go back to those safe colors, and it does depend on their logo colors. And then what kind of imprint are you putting on it? So if you need a clean surface, a lot of times people will pick that safe black, or they will have highlights of red and navy and kind of your more staple colors, charcoal, again, being a bit more safe. And then also having that logo pop out. If it is colorful, sometimes they have that pop, and the bag stays a bit more muted. So it does depend on what your client's trying to achieve.
Right. Well, purple is definitely fun, and it's a change from what we've been seeing in the market, so that's awesome.
Yeah, get ready for purple.
Yeah, definitely. We had a question from a lady asking, is your custom overseas time frame shorter than the normal 12 weeks that lots of distributors see out there?
Well, we're pretty much status quo because, again, most of us go to those same areas. You do have the option to change, if you will, from an ocean to an air and expedite that. But in general, for your top supplier ships, I think we all run pretty standard. With the new directive factory coming out, that is still very new. I'm excited about it. So those details are still forthcoming. So it'll be interesting to see those time frames going directly to you could be cut down.
And can you explain what that program would be just a little bit to distributors?
It's going to focus on just a few select bags. In the non-woven category, as we're talking about bags today, there will be other products in there, so get ready for some more products. But speaking directly to bags, it will be an opportunity for you to order. Again, that minimum is higher. You're not looking at 25. You're not looking at 50 or 100 even. You're looking at a minimum of 2,000. So you've got that nice bigger minimum, you're going to get the advantageous price, and having it shipped directly to you, it'll be decorated overseas as well. So there's a savings in the overall production of the bag, including the decoration. So you're going to see some advantage pricing with this opportunity, and it may be a fit for some of your clients.
Okay. And is there a minimum on custom bags? I'm seeing that question being asked lots of times. Are there minimums there?
Yeah, and the minimums do vary depending on what you're trying to do with the bag. I can tell you a general minimum is about 1,000, okay? But then if you would like custom materials, sometimes that material run is a little bit higher minimum. If it's not a material we stock, a lot of times a lot of the colors can transcend to the other bags. So if it's a color that we have, you won't have to worry about that. But if it's a unique material, you may be in for more like a 2,500 piece minimum. But again, this is just general numbers and they're all very subjective to your request.
Right. And in terms of fabric choices and selections, what would be considered more of a customized fabric that would take longer and would require a larger minimum?
Just a unique color. That isn't a standard offering. Most
purple.
Colors, yeah, well, purple's new, so we've got that. That won't be a problem. So, for example, you wanted a bag that didn't have purple, and purple's a new color. You absolutely can ask for that, and then you wouldn't have that minimum because it's something we have in our line that would work with that particular product. So if it's a denier bag, a non-woven bag, is it a color that's unique, like it's a lime green yellow with a brown tint? I mean, it may be something that's very, very special, and that's when that would come in.
Okay. And is it possible to put together a whole bag campaign where you want to fill it up with, you know, you've chosen your bag, you want to fill it up with goodies that are appropriate to the promotion or the event, and do you have any examples of that, if that is possible?
It would be a very custom request, and everything is possible. Having all of our hard goods in Red Wing, Minnesota has left us open to maybe create some of these custom pieces because it's all on site. So perhaps we could pack that bag up for you, and we could look into them, every one of them case-oriented. Absolutely.
Awesome. So if it was like a golf outing or something like that, you could...
Exactly. We could pack that up with some tees, some golf balls, a towel, and put it all in a bag.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
It's really a neat idea for a promotion, too, to be able to pair it up with the hard goods. And having them right on hand makes that a lot more simple than having to go through a lot of different supplier sources.
Exactly, because that's we're one-stop shopping for most of your hard good needs, and having them all in one site now, as we combine our factories, have actually created some more opportunities.
Okay. And then if you're just starting to sort of crack a new client and trying to jump in there, do you have any suggestions for folks on who to talk to and what sort of key contact they should be going for? Is it the marketing? Is it the CEO? And is there anything specific to a company that they should be asking them?
Well, you know, again, that's all kind of very specific to maybe even the size of the company. I mean, some of your smaller organizations, the president also, you know, maybe cleans the place. So
right.
You know, they do a lot of different things. Some of your CEOs actually don't call themselves that, and they don't want to be put at that level, but they like to have their hands in it. So I think the best place to start is to come in and if you will, in a cold call situation, go to reception and say, hi, how are you? Would like to talk to someone to be in charge of promotional products. That could be procurement. It could be some sort of supply chain. It could be just a buyer definition buyer. It could be someone who just buys the office products, or it could be that CEO who likes to get involved. So really, I think, which is wonderful with technology today, start Googling that prospective client. Find out about their organization. How many employees do they have? So how many departments do they really need? And then kind of even see if you can get not necessarily an org chart, but just even a listing of contacts. It's just amazing what you find online. So I'd say do your due diligence online, learn about that at prospective client, and see if maybe you can even get a name and phone number.
Okay. And then you can find out about their events, if they have company picnics and things like that. Would you recommend those sort of questions?
Absolutely. You want to go to, once you get in, I would recommend going to every department. Human resources is going to have a lot of different opportunities, such as safety, retaining, recruiting, just regular benefit awareness, just in that department alone, let alone at the golf event, or perhaps they do charitable work and they're going to donate some product. They're going to have a marathon, different things like that. So it could just go on, and every area could utilize one type of bag product or another.
So there's lots of opportunity there if you're creative.
So much fun. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then if they all participate in that one product, and again, you have that virtual you've created and you emailed it to all the different departments, that one order of 100 bags has just turned into 2,000.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a season that you see or months of the year that are really where you see a real spike in sales and then other times that are more quiet in terms of bag sales?
I do. But you know what? Sometimes it's a little bit bag dependent. In the spring, it really picks up for those early spring, I should say, those spring trade shows, so a lot of totes and backpacks and sling packs and cinch packs. In the summer months, it makes sense. The coolers go up, very popular. So, again, you want to plan in advance. You don't want to just go in there in June. I definitely recommend more of May and the earlier times to then start thinking of those cooler pieces. And then it moves in again into the fall trade show season, and all those other bags come into play. So some of the bags fall in and out, and some of them transcend, such as the grocery tote.
Right, right. And those are really huge right now, the grocery totes. So
yeah, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, that's very popular right now. So
what I think also with grocery tote is it's gotten very inexpensive. They've gotten very plain or a bit bland, and now the consumer's looking for a bit more bells and whistles, so maybe look for that moving into next year into the fall as well.
And so when you say bells and whistles, do you mean pockets and like cell phone, what do you mean?
Exactly, yeah, you know, the different pockets and attributes that will help that consumer when they're going into the store, a place to put their keys, a little hook, and perhaps lined with some cooler material to, again, keep those items, or even sections, so they can section out different areas so their bananas don't get mushed. So, again, you may pay a little more for it, but I think that consumer is realizing the bag is nice, but now I think I need a bit more feature. So they may be open to those little bit more higher price points for the value.
Right, something that will protect the eggs when you're walking out to the car or something so they don't get
smashed. We all know it.
And we have one distributor who's wondering if you have any products right now that are made in the United States, or are all the bags currently being outsourced outside of the U.S.?
At this time, all of our bags are indeed outsourced. The bag category, like any category nowadays, is still very price sensitive. Mm-hmm. So to keep our prices where they need to be, we do manufacture overseas, but we do decorate in-house.
Okay. And of all the bags that you have, what would you say are the best eco-friendly? That seems to be very important to distributors and to end buyers right now, what you can do to protect the earth. So what are those best products?
Well, we do, in general, offer an eco product across all the categories. So if you're looking for a tote, we have one made with recycled content. We have a backpack, a messenger bag, and so forth. So we do have one in every category. I can tell you that because of using some recycled content, the price tends to be a bit more expensive than the standard, if you will, denier non-woven items. So it really depends how invested your buyer is into really getting an environmentally conscious product.
Okay. And you have a lot of in-house practices that are earth-friendly. Could you tell our distributors a little bit about that today?
Oh, absolutely. Well, one example, which I'm very proud of, is that the bags that do come in from overseas, we do reuse those boxes in shipping them out. So, if you will, they're reclaimed and reused again instead of doing away with them. So even in recycling, there is some waste, and so this will stop that altogether. So we do that. And then, again, we look at a product and make sure when we make it from start to finish, we are not wasting materials the materials can be reused or recycled or put perhaps on a different product. Again, keeping in mind, you want to make sure that it conforms to all the safety standards, so all these pieces have to be treated properly.
Right. And that would go for even inks used that are in screen printing or even to that detail. Is that correct?
Correct. From the zipper to the imprint, we test every aspect of all of our products, and especially with bags as well. It's very important to make sure the lining of a cooler is proper, from the imprint of the bag is proper, and it conforms to any safety standards, be it California or globally.
California is always first in line, right?
They're first, but everyone realizes some of their ideas may make sense. So
that's
we
right.
just make sure whatever the standard is, we either meet it or exceed it.
Okay. And then I have one question. This is an interesting one. Is it possible to purchase bag blanks, or do they have to be decorated?
Absolutely. You can buy blank bags, and there is a discount for that. So it does depend on the bag to, you know, obviously get that pricing, but you will have incremental savings if you want blank bags. Not a problem. Some of them are premiums, and they just don't want that imprint. But personally, I think you should put an imprint on there, maybe make it very tasteful. It doesn't have to be tremendous, and it can really look smart because people wear the wearables with the logos. You should have your other pieces with that brand identification as well, but absolutely you can.
And that really goes to the walking billboard concept. If you can, why wouldn't you, right?
Why not? I mean, it's amazing. I think it's exciting. Even in my town, I see my step ahead messenger walking around with this one gentleman. I just want to stop him and go, that's fine.
So, right.
And how neat is it for you as a distributor selling the products to see what you sold walking around while you're on vacation or
right.
at the airport as that luggage or that extra piece or at the library or whatever it may be? It's really exciting to see that that made a difference and the impressions are really taking place.
Absolutely. Now, if folks do purchase blanks, is it possible to get lower minimums with those blank purchases, or do you still have to buy at the minimum?
We do offer less than minimums. There is a charge for that. But at the blank level, and it's a good question. So, I mean, in general, all of our bag products can be bought in half quantity. There is less than minimum charge. But with the blanks, in general, we try and turn those in 24 hours, if
okay.
possible, and so you can get them quickly, especially if you're in a pinch.
So that's something that you could definitely.
That would be a unique request.
You guys are always really good. Yeah. No, you guys are always really good about getting back to distributors, even after the event, to answer any questions that might not have been addressed while
yes,
we were talking
absolutely.
There. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fantastic. Well, I've got just a couple more questions, and then I'm going to let you go.
Sure.
Is it possible to change out straps and things like that on specific bags? If there's a type of strap that you prefer and a type of bag that you prefer for a tote, let's say, is it possible to swap those sort of features out, in and out, or is it just a one standard?
Well, in general, it is one standard because if you wanted to quickly switch out the straps, the products come assembled. So, the strap would be lost, if you will, in that one product. We can do it, but it would be more of a custom request, and it may not be much of an upcharge. What you'd need is time because, again, we'd have to get those straps done special for the bag, which wouldn't be a problem. We just couldn't take from Peter and give to Paul.
Okay. And can you, for the flyers that you guys are able to send out, is it possible to send out, for distributors to send out the flyers to their customers and have that be cleansed of supplier information? Is that possible that it's something that they can do?
Yes. Well, any of our online flyers that you want to create, you do not have to include our logo. We also have unbranded flyers. We have a branded and unbranded, especially in the e-versions. As far as our cycle flyers, in general, they will have the Norwood logo, but you can always create a PDF and have that taken out.
Okay. And so that cleanses it of all suppliers, so it looks like it's coming from the distributor. Is that essentially
absolutely.
It? Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, all of our e-flyers that are found online are already pre-cleansed, if you will. We offer them already with no branding on it or the branding, so you've got a choice right out of the gate.
Gotcha.
Don't even have to ask.
Perfect. Here's my last question. I'm going to bring it back to purple. And you might not have the answer to this offhand, but one gentleman asked us, the bag AP8400 to do it in purple, what's the number? What's the minimum number?
very specific. excellent.
And I thought it was fun to bring it all right back around to purple. So
yeah, we're back. I'm glad you guys are liking purple. I'm telling you, it's coming. So again, it may be now a fabric that we carry. So, you know, with my understanding that may be coming down the line, a minimum to switch that out to a purple would most likely be 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think that's it. I think that we were able to get to we had lots of questions come in.
Excellent.
And you were really great and answered all the questions. And that it looks like we're just about out of time for today. So thank you so much, Lisa Lamond, for your time, and I appreciate it. And everybody out there, feel free to send your questions. You can continue to send your questions in to us. And like I said, the folks at Norwood Bic Graphic are always happy to follow up. You're also able to, again, download the presentation using the download slide widget. That's on your console, so go right ahead and do that as well. Thank you so much for your time, and we will see you soon.